Are you okay?
Yes, are you okay?
Where is everybody?
Out looking for you.
Okay, so that was actually a line from the movie we're going to be talking with you guys about today. It's a romantic fantasy, Edward Scissorhands, directed by Tim Burton, starring Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder. For those of you who haven't heard or seen this movie, Paula's going to give you a quick summarization, like a rundown on the whole plot, and then we can go more into depth about the making of the movie, the characters, analyzation, and fun stuff like that. So go ahead, Paula.
So this movie is about like a mad scientist that builds an animated human being, Edward, played by Johnny Depp, that dies before he can finish making Edward, leaving him with a freakish appearance and scissor for hands. A quirky saleswoman named Peg is played by Diane Wyeth and discovers Edward and takes him home, where he ends up falling in love with her daughter, Kim, played by Winona Ryder. But unfortunately, like, despite like his innocent and loving personality, his hands made him an outcast. And talking about like outcast, in high school, like during his high school years, he had drawn like a lot of sketches, and there was this one sketch that he did that was very personal to him, because like it like reflected him. It reflected him, and it was an alter ego of him. And he had read this book called The Firstborn that was written by Caroline Thompson. So like when he read the book, like he made like a connection. And like when he had when he also read the book, he like thought of like the character, the personal character he had made like back in high school days. Mm-hmm. So he eventually like him and Caroline had end up meeting, and they thought about like working on something that that had made Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, they clicked as soon as they met. Keep in mind that this was such an expected project for Tim Burton, because he had just finished directing the movie Batman, starring Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson, and it was a huge success. It was such a big blockbuster, and people were very excited to see what Tim Burton came up with next, which added a lot of pressure onto him as finding out who's going to play my alter ego, who is going to be the one that can deliver my role or my vision perfectly. And that's where the big issue actually relied with within the movie, because the first person they thought of was Tom Cruise. Of course, knowing Tom Cruise just came out of the movie Top Gun, it was a huge success. He was a well-known actor. Everybody wanted him, and they're like, he's gonna draw in crowd. He's gonna draw in an audience. But him and Tim didn't really connect on that level. They didn't really think it was a good role for him. And not only that, there was a lot of arguments over the outfit, the heat, the weather, the whole movie in general, and Tom decided this is not for me, and he actually rejected the movie. But Tim Burton, being such a famous person that he is, he actually drew in a bunch of other actors like Tom Hanks and Jim Carrey and Bill Hurt, who actually really wanted this role but didn't really make the cut for it. The person they were actually gonna go with was Robert Downey Jr., because he just had that look. He had that innocent look, but they didn't know if he was able to deliver the character as good as Tim would have wanted to be delivered, until he met Johnny Depp. Now, he met Johnny Depp through Winona Ryder.
Wait, actually, didn't they date?
Yeah, okay, exactly. They were dating while this entire movie was being filmed, so that's how Tim and Johnny Depp met each other.
So something that Caroline really loved about Johnny Depp as an actor was that he was able to act with his eyes. Mm-hmm. And so the actors that you mentioned, they weren't able to do that. So
yeah,
that's why Johnny Depp had got the
role.
Yes, uh-huh. And one thing I personally thought that was that he bonded with the character Edward very well, because Edward was misinterpreted by the whole neighborhood, like Johnny Depp was misinterpreted by all of Hollywood, because Johnny Depp had played a role in 21 Jump Street as a bad boy player.
Yeah, and I think that messed with Johnny's career and the beginning, because he had done movies like Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, and then he played that role in 21 Jump Street, and he played the role of that unloving bad boy, I really don't give no F's about anything kind of character. So that's when Hollywood looked at him as that way, and he wasn't really gaining any job that required innocent or a loving character, because they're like, he can't play that. He already gave himself. And that, I think, is what really connected him and Tim, because Tim needed somebody to... That was that connection. The fact that they were both misunderstood helped Johnny connect with Edward and helped Tim connect with Johnny, because he needed someone to play that role at that level that he liked. So yeah, I do agree that definitely did help the movie. So of course, Johnny going into this movie, he did have to understand that Edward, he was different. Okay, he's shy, he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
So this entire role was going to rely on his expressions, on his gestures, on his movements, the way he walked, the way he went about things, and so Johnny actually did look at Charlie Chaplin as inspiration for this movie. He looked at the way he walked, because he thought that Charlie was able to... He was so famous for, what, expressing himself without talking, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Johnny wanted to do. Talk to his audience without actually speaking. So that was a big inspiration for Johnny.
So Johnny Depp had to play... he put himself in a mindset where he had to be like a puppy, like wanting unconditional love but not knowing how to ask for it. And which also... this movie was also supposed to be a musical. So there was two scripts. One was the original one, which was ended up being the movie, and second one was being the musical, because the whole movie was like weird and somewhat dark, you know, and they thought that if it was just only going to be that, they weren't going to make enough money. So Caroline had already wrote this script, lyics to she gave Edward a little sneak peek of the lyrics, and then when Edward read that, he was I don't want that, he wanted it his way, and he just thought it wouldn't fit with the movie.
Which I also think was something that on Tim's side, I would have worried too, because being the movie, the way that it was written and the character that they were about to come out with, of course it's going to be weird. A lot of people are not going to be like, oh my God, I want to see this movie. They're going to be like, I don't know, you know, I don't think this is your best work. So for Tim to actually take that risky move and say, you know what, we're rolling with it because this is how I feel and this is how I like it, that was very, it was a very brave, courageous, and very smart, in my opinion. Because the movie actually became a success. Now, going back on the whole Batman thing, of course, the Batman movie becoming that big, it made a lot of money. $10 million, to be exact. Wow. That's a lot.
So
Tim had decided this is the amount of that with that money, he was going to start the production and start selling this story, you know, of Edward Scissorhands and, getting people ready for his new project. So it was actually in the year of 1959 where Century and Fox had finally gave Burton that green light on this film, and they were very excited to work on it, and,
actually, let's go back to Tim Burton's, childhood. So he had idolized Vincent Price, which was his long-lost hero, because he made evil understandable, because Vincent had, he was an actor, in movies that were, dark and...
eerie, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, as Tim Burton, he had also did dark and weird movies. And that's how, like, they connected. And it was very important, like, to have his idol be in his personal movie. And that's why he wanted him to be as a mad scientist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Vincent Price I actually did not know that Vincent Price came out in this movie.
Yeah. And that was, like, it was really interesting to me how, like, he had his own idol to be.
Yeah. That must be a very touching kind of connection that Tim made with Vincent. Yeah, that's actually really interesting. So that was a quick rundown of the whole making, you know, the process of this movie being built and progressed. So now we're going to give you a bit of, like, a character analyzation, you know. We're just going to both talk about the characters that we personally like, maybe have connected with, what we liked about them, how they progressed in the movie, how they helped the movie plot run through. So we're going to start with Paula's character. Go ahead, Paula.
So my favorite character is an underrated character, and it's the dad, and his name is Bill, and his actual name is Alan Arkin, and I feel like he should have said more roles, because in the movie he had, like, only a few roles, and usually dads play a big part in movies, and I feel like he should have had more lines in the movies because, you know.
Yeah. So can you tell me how you think he, like, progressed, or how he helped this movie run through?
He had, like, a little bit of lines.
So that was, okay. So that, like, okay, I understand what you mean. I understand. Like, he didn't really have influence on this. Yeah, got it. Okay. That's a little different, because he is an underrated character. That's actually very smart. I was going to go with Winona Ryder, who plays Kim, the daughter of Bill and Peg. She also plays Johnny Depp Edward, his love interest. Now, I think it was very interesting, because anybody who has seen Winona Ryder in other movies, I personally found out about her and, like, was introduced to her in acting when she came out in the movie Heathers. And I became a huge fan. And she is actually, she's very different from Kim in this movie. Kim is she's an all-American girl. You know, she's like the American girl, like, that everybody wants. She's popular. Yeah. She's sweet. She's pretty. She's blonde. She's a cheerleader. She's just the it girl, right?
Yeah.
Winona's not like that. Her makeup is dark. She wears dark clothes. She does dark movies. She's not Kim. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's... So I think it's very interesting that Tim, he actually, from what I read, he actually thought it was funny that he put her in that position to play that role, because that's not her at all. And I think, I don't know, I really like the way she came out in this movie. I think she progressed this movie along because, of course, her love interest with Edward, finally realizing that, you know, he's not as bad as everybody sees. She sees beauty in his innocence. She develops feelings, and I honestly think she did a very good job. Although I disagree with some of the things that she handled, you know, going with her boyfriend Jim.
I don't like him.
Exactly. The a-hole that he was in this movie. And she didn't really...
stood up for Edward.
Exactly.
I dislike that.
So that was something that I didn't like. But besides that, I think Winona Ryder did a perfect job in this movie. Obviously, that's not her fault, right? That's the screenwriting. But yeah, besides that, so... that was a quick analyzation. That was our characters. So now we're going to go on to our favorite scenes from the movie. So, I think that my personal favorite scene was when Winona finally realizes she has feelings for Edward. Now, there are different scenes that can define that moment. But to me, it was when Edward was on the talk show and... Jim and her brother were, like, making fun of her, saying, oh, you want him to say that he's your girlfriend. Oh, you want him to say that, you know? And she's like, shut up, like being like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But then she has that moment of, maybe I do want him to say that, you know? Maybe that's what I want. And she just didn't know it. And she finally comes to that realization, like, he's not as bad as he's made out to be. He's actually really sweet and he's kind. And, you know, so that was my favorite scene.
Yeah. My favorite scene is when Edward goes back to the castle because everybody had disliked him and they all told him to go back. And Jim ended up going after him, and he ended up like, he ended up getting Edward mad because he, like, hit him and he tried stabbing him.
Yeah.
And then, so, I guess Edward had popped out, he got mad and he stabbed him and threw him out the window. And to me, it was, like, really shocking because we all did not expect that from Edward. Like you said, he's, like, very innocent and a nice guy. And, like, it was just, like, shocking to me and surprising to me that he did that. And he ended up killing Jim. And, yeah. And it was just, like, really shocking to me. And it stood out to me because it's not something what I expected from Edward.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with you completely. So now, let's talk about the most controversial part of this entire film. The ending.
Ugh, I hated it.
Okay, so let's give your opinion first. What do you think? Like, how do you feel about this entire ending?
Well, I thought, like, the movie was gonna end was gonna be, like, you know, Edward and Kim ending up being together. But no, they ended up not being together because Edward had ended up staying in the castle, and then Kim ended up having her own kid because she's telling the story to her granddaughter.
Yeah, she was
in bed, and she mentioned, like, oh, like, because in parts of the movie, Edward had was like shaving like a little ice sculpture, and Kim had thought it was snowing, and, like, she really enjoyed, she, like, had a moment, I guess, he knew that Kim loved, snow, so,
yeah,
after, like, all that happened, she, like, every time it snows, she thinks it's Edward, and I honestly just, like, really thought it would have been better if it was a happy ending, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you completely. I thought the ending was bullshit. I thought it was completely, like, you can't go in that direction. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't introduce such an innocent and pure love story and then just say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to give it. To me, personally, if you're going to give me an innocent and pure love story, you need to end it with them being together.
Yeah, I agree.
And the fact that they didn't, that they left him in the castle living forever by himself.
Yeah.
She went on with her life down there, and it was, I didn't like it. I didn't like the ending at all. The movie overall
was good.
Very good. A plus. The ending brought it down to, like, a B minus because I didn't dig it. I didn't vibe with it. So that was our take on Edward Scissorhands. We hope you guys liked it. You guys can comment down below and tell us if you guys enjoyed it or not. So that's it. So thank you for your time. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.